In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. It's a great feeling to be in Lent. And as you know, that's the most important days of the year and the most fulfilling spiritually. And we wait for these days to be filled. As you know, in Lent, there is a name for every Sunday. And the least favorite one and the least well-known one is the first one, which is this week. And I assume that people don't know it because they don't start fasting from the beginning. But it's called Sunday of the Treasures or Sunday of the Kingdom of Heaven. And that's the reason, because it starts talking about where is your treasure. And the very first couple of words in the gospel is, do not lay treasures for you on earth where thief steal and moth destroys. That's how it starts. And in the end, it concludes with the verse, seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. So basically what the church is trying to do is to set the basics for the main lines for Lent, in case that we are fasting with any other reason than the kingdom of God. And because it's so important days, the church want to put like the most important principles in the spiritual life in front of our eyes. What is our goal of our life or our fast? Isn't it the kingdom of heaven? And the church wants us to be focused on that, nothing on earth. And I said that many times, is that the big mistake we do in fasting is we focus on food, whether it's there or it's not there. But the focus should be totally taken from these earthly things and really focus on spiritual matters and really feeding on the Word of God, feeding on prayer, being rich in the Holy Spirit rather than rich in the things of the world. This is a saying that I got from one of the bishops in the church, His Grace Bishop Ioannis, the secretary of the Pope. It's a very nice, it's a saying, it's not a verse. And I wanted to meditate on a couple of points here. How our few days on earth, which are very few, will determine our eternal life, which is so long beyond imagination. Our few days here on earth will determine our eternity, which is endless. It's exactly like the baby in the womb of his mother. He stays for 40 weeks doing what? Being prepared in order to live on earth for maybe 40 years or whatever, or 50 or 100 years, 200 years, whatever it is. And our life on earth is just a preparation, the same way we are being prepared in order to be delivered into the kingdom of heaven. Because this is what we are looking for. Same as pregnancy and the health of the mother and the health of the baby during pregnancy will decide his life on earth. Is he going to live healthy or not healthy? Same way, our life here on earth will determine how we will spend eternity after that. And if you have this outlined, I hope that you all got outlines. People upstairs, did you get outline, or nobody passed by you? Can you get some upstairs in the balcony? Some people here didn't get it. Raise your hand. Okay. So put the verses here in Arabic and English, because I know that this is really important. St. Paul says that in Hebrews 13:14, for here we do not have any enduring city, but we are looking for the city that is to come. We have no place here. We have no citizenship here. Our days on earth are very few. So this is the very first point that we want to meditate on, that our days on earth are really, really short and few. And this is what Jacob said when he met with with Pharaoh when he was like 130 years old. He said, the years of my pilgrim, are 130, my years have been few and difficult. 130 years, and they are few. And I promise you, they are very few. And that's not my words. These are the word of God. And also, Job said the same thing. Man born of woman is of few days and full of trouble. How true that is. Moses, in Psalm 90, said the same thing. He said, the length of our days is 70 years or 80. If we have the strength, yet their span is but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away. As we are flying here, we're not walking on earth. We are just flying these days here on earth. And actually, the Bible gave it many, parables of how short our days on earth. For example, it made it look like a breath or even a shadow. A breath. How long is the breath? How lasting is the breath that you take and leave? How long is the shadow? When you move, these shadows just completely go away. That's what the Bible says. He said, man is like a breath. His days are like a fleeting shadow. That is the word of God. But any word that tells you that you are living forever, it's not true. It's not from God. That is the basis that the church wanted to put for us in the beginning of Lent. What are you looking for? Whether you eat or you don't eat, whether you live happy or sad or rich or poor, it doesn't really matter. They are very quick. They're very fast. They're going to go away. It's like a breath. And also, David in the Psalm says, our days on earth are but a shadow. That Job actually said that. Each man's life but a breath. Each man's life but a breath. That's what God said. And even St. James said it really nice in his epistle. He said, what is your life? You are a mist, a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes. How true that is. It doesn't matter how you see it. What matters is how God sees that. How is this in reality? And actually, the Bible wanted to show us that because days really pass really quickly on people. And all of a sudden, they find themselves in the end of their lives. And they find like there are no fruits. There is nothing. There is no change. There is like it's like someone stole something from me. And actually, that's what God said. He gave an analogy. It's like a thief that comes in the middle of the night. That's why the advice regarding the kingdom of heaven and regarding our life on earth is to watch, to be watchful. Because it goes by really quickly. That's why the advice here, watch therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming. In the evening, at the midnight, at the crowing of the rooster, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say to you, I say to all, watch. He's going to come suddenly. It's going to end suddenly for a lot of people. Whether it's now or after 10 years or after 20 years or 50 years, it's going to be sudden, believe it or not. It's going to be sudden. And it's going to be quicker than you ever wanted. That is the case for every single human being. It's going to be quicker than what you ever wanted. Same thing in the Gospel of St. Luke. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, but take heed to yourself, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, cares of this life, and that day comes on you unexpectedly. Watch that you are weighed down. That something is going to take your attention, take your heart, take your time. Because it's not worth it, no matter what it is. It is very few days. Even though they are And they seem long. Sometimes days of my life, the days of pain, they seem like years. No matter how long they seem, they are so short. And very, very few days. Comparing to what? Comparing to eternity. Comparing to eternal life. And this is the second point, is our long eternity. So long. It's endless. It's not going to end. It's not that it's long, because you cannot measure it, but it's endless. We'll never end forever. And if we compare our life on earth to eternity, and I'll show you a verse in the Bible shows that, it's like a drop in the ocean. I just want this to be in your memory. Our life here on earth is like a drop in the ocean, comparing to eternity. But guess what? This drop will decide how the ocean will be, how we will live in there. I'll tell you about a dream, a real dream, that bishop that I was telling you about, he had this dream, and he wrote it actually. He said, I had a dream that I went to heaven. And then it was so nice and angels all around. And then one of the angels said, come, I will take you to a tour in heaven. And then they took a train. So he rode with him in the train. And it was all nice, all white, all enjoyable. And they went into a short journey with the train. And after they finished, he said, next stop is the stop of 1,000 years. In eternity. He said, that went by very fast. He said, yeah, this is like, there is no time here on eternity. So it's like about 1,000 years. They went to the stop. He showed him different things. And he said, let's go to the next stop. Next stop. Rode for a little bit. And he said, this is the station of 1,000,000 years in eternity. And then he said, let's go, because our journey in the eternal life will start. This is just the beginning of the eternal life after 1,000,000 years. This is just a moment in eternity. Just the beginning. We're not even starting yet. That's our life in eternity. He said, while I was going in a train, I tried to remember my life on earth. I barely could remember anything. Guess after 1,000,000 years, what will you remember from your life on earth? What will you remember? Absolutely nothing. I don't think we will even remember that we lived on earth, believe it or not, because it's a drop in the ocean. That's actually not my words. It's the words of Isaiah the prophet. He said that in your outline, you find it here, for behold, I create new heavens and new earth, and the former shall not be remembered or come to mind. You will never even remember what happened on earth, not even come to your mind. It's not going to even come to your mind. You will not even remember that you lived here on this world. Can you imagine how not lasting this world is? It is very few days. I want to say it's even moments comparing to eternity. That is the truth. That is the word of God. We are not created to live here for a couple of years and die and that's the end of it. No, it's just the beginning. These are the 40 weeks we spend in the mother of the womb before we start our life on eternity. That's going to be endless. Was it worth it that our Lord Jesus Christ come here on earth and die for us to live a couple of years here on earth? For what reason? No, it was worth it. His eternal blood was worth it because we have eternal life within us. We are born with this eternal life and we are born to live eternally. That is the kingdom of heaven. That's the reason why we are fasting. That's why the reason why we are praying, because this will decide what's going to happen. It is a drop in the ocean, all this world, with all its dreams, with all the humongous things in it, with all the problems, sometimes the problems sound like mountains in front of us that we cannot cross. All these mountains are nothing, are a drop in the ocean. That's actually the book of Sirach said that. The number of a man's days at the most are 100 years. And a drop of water unto the sea, and a gravel stone in comparison of the sand. Even 1,000 years in eternity. 1,000 years in eternity is the same. It's like a drop in the sea and a gravel stone in the sand. That's not my words. That's the word of God. That is the reality of our life. The most important thing of that these few days, this drop will decide where are we going to be in eternity. We're not going to have the same thing. No one will have the same rank or same glory in heaven. But if you are going to spend eternity, where would you like to spend it? In which glory? In which reward? Jesus said that He will come and He will give people according to their work, whatever they did. And everyone will be on His own glory. Where you want to be, that decides what you are going to do here on earth. And the Bible gave it so many parables. One of them, of course, you know, you can't tell the heavenly things and you can't explain the heavenly things and earthly things. That's why it gave it, for example, a reward that Jesus said, I will come and reward. That's what He said in the book of Revelation. And behold, I am coming quickly. Jesus said that 2,000 years ago. He said it's nothing. When people read that, St. Peter actually spoke about that. Because people said, you said that Jesus said that He's coming quickly. He said, yes. But one day is like 1,000 years. And 1,000 years is like one day with the Lord. All these things are passing away. It's not going to last long. Believe it or not. Once you go there, you will find that it was a drop in the sea. It wasn't that big as it seems. That's why it doesn't really matter how you live on earth. It doesn't really matter. Because it will go away, whether good or bad or easy or difficult, it's going to go away. And the eternal life is waiting for us. He said, and behold, I am coming quickly. My reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. According to that drop, how much work you did. Or let me put it this way, how much love you put in your work. How much love you put in your fasting, in your prayer, in your search for God, in taking your spiritual life serious. What are we going to be rewarded for? Number one, if you toil and labor, if you are persecuted for the sake of Christ. He said that, blessed are you when they revile and persecute you. Say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Lord, do you want us to be persecuted? He said, blessed are you. Lord, you want us to be beaten up? You don't care for us? He said, I promise you, if you are beaten up, or even if you are dead in the flesh, the eternal life is so worth it. The eternal reward is so much stronger and bigger that you, when you go there, you say, I wish I have labored more. When God showed that to our fathers, the martyrs, they went and they were hoping and wishing to be martyred for the sake of Christ. Why? Because they saw this eternal reward with their spiritual eyes. They were able to see that with their spiritual eyes. Blessed are you if they persecute you and revile you. Blessed are you. Happy are you. You're so lucky when that happens to you, when you are persecuted for the sake of Christ. Why? Because it doesn't matter what you lose here on earth, because what you will gain in heaven is much more. And then, how much more you will get for you when you give away, when you give something. And whoever gives one of these little ones only a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple, assuredly I say to you, he shall by no means lose his reward. If a cup of water has its reward in heaven, how about people who give and give generously and give to the poor and give everything they have? They are exchanging money that goes away, that will never last, that will do nothing, that's very temporal, with eternal reward. It's the biggest and the best investment people can do here on earth. So being persecuted for Christ, or being in pain for Christ, or giving in the name of Christ, or even serving in the name of Christ. Here he says, now he who plants and he who waters are one. Talks about St. Paul and St. Barnabas. Someone, Apollos. One watered, one sowed, and one watered. He said, that takes a reward, and that takes a reward. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. Anyone labor for God, anyone serve God. That's the importance of ministry. It has a reward in heaven. I will come quickly and give each one according to his work. There is a reality. And in heaven, people will be better than people. People will be in a so much better place, whether good or bad, in heaven or even in hell. It will be in degrees. That's why Jesus said, therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. So there are people greater than people. How do you want your sea, your ocean to be? How will you want eternity to be? No wonder so many Christians left everything and left the world. Spend the days of their life on earth totally for God. Why? Because they were so greedy. They wanted all the glory in heaven. They wanted their ocean to be an amazing one. They knew that their days are passing by very quickly. And even God gave them glory on earth. They are remembered. These people who gave their lives for the name of Christ, they are remembered for thousands of years, whether the prophets or the saints. How about the people who laid treasures for themselves? How about the people who built the kingdom on earth? Are they remembered now? Where are they? Where are the kings and the rulers in the days of St. Anthony? Where are they? Do you know their name? No one knows what their names. Do you know what they did or what they built? I'm sure they built nice castles. They're all gone. They are gone. And even the remembrance is gone. But he is remembered forever, and his glory is in eternity. The Bible said that also, that one star differs from another star in glory. So also in the resurrection of the dead, one will be different than the other. Everyone, according to how much labor he did for the name of Christ. Now you know why people give everything, give their life for the name of Christ, and thinking this is cheap, they did absolutely nothing. They wish if they can do more. Why? Because of that reason. There is degrees in glory, as I said. And he said that in Christ, all shall be made alive. Everyone believes in Christ will be there. But each one in his own order. How much you labored how much you were persecuted for Christ, how much you gave for eternal life, how much you served the Lord, how much you labored in prayers and in fastings in order to lay hold on God and on eternal life for the love of Christ. That is the key. Even, as I said, in hell, Jesus said, the people who did not accept Him, even the city of Sodom and Gomorrah will have a better place in hell. So even in hell, there are degrees in that. So the fourth thing in the conclusion of what we're talking about today is, let this be our attitude in life. Let this be our attitude in life. Not only that we know that, because we will know today and we will forget tomorrow. But this, let this be your attitude of living. Let this be at least your focus during Lent. That's why the church put this gospel in the beginning of Lent. Let your focus be on the kingdom of heaven. Forget about earth. Forget about earthly things. Forget about food. Forget about anything. Just focus spiritually. These days are days of consecration and dedication for the Lord Jesus, that you may taste a glimpse of eternal life and eternity here on earth. That we do not waste this time. St. Paul says that the time is short, so that from now on, those who buy as though they did not possess, and those who use this world as not misusing it. For the form of this world is passing away. Time is short. I don't know how many chances like this will come. How many lengths will come in my life. How many chances to grow passes away very quickly. Before you could even think about it. Don't waste this time. Spend it with God. Spend it in His love. Focus on Him. Focus on eternal life. Let this be your goal. Because we are not living here. We're not staying here. If there is any absolute truth in this world, it's death. Because no one did not die in the past. This is the absolute truth here. Because everybody died before. That is the truth here on earth. We're not living here. We're not staying here forever. And he says also, we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Everything you see is temporary thing, but the eternal things are not seen. But they are seen by faith. And they are seen here in the Word of God. Maybe they are not seen for the people outside, for the people who don't believe. But for you, it is seen. And if it's seen, and if you know that you are not a citizen on earth, you are a citizen of heaven, how should you live your life? The readings of the Gospel, the Bible, during the past week in fasting, was all about love. Loving God and loving others. And love is a lot of work. We were discussing love yesterday in the Bible study. Love is not emotions. Love is not words. Love is a lot of work. Love is giving away. When God loved the world, He gave Himself for the world. You can give without love, but you cannot love without giving. If you love God, you will give your life. You will give yourself totally to Him. You will give everything you have to Him. And if you love others, you do the same. That you live for others. You don't live for yourself. It's so short. It's not worth living for yourself. It's not worth wasting a day or a minute that you can spend it in God's love and in loving others. This is your drop that will make a difference in the entire ocean of eternity. St. Paul said that to his disciple Timothy. He said, I'm going to give you an advice. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life to which you were also called. Lay hold on eternal life. Lay hold on eternal life. That is the word. Lay hold. Let this not go away from you. Lay hold on it from your mind, with your heart, with all your strength. Lay hold on God. Finally, these words that I'm saying to you, they are useless unless God speaks to you and God shows you internally in your heart and convicts you how short your days on earth are. That's why David prayed this prayer, and I love this prayer. Show me, O Lord, my life's end and the numbers of my days. Let me know how fleeting is my life. Please pray this prayer. Ask God to show you how few are your days. Because unless God convicts us with this, we've heard these words before. But these shouldn't be words. What I'm saying to you that today is an attitude of life. It's an attitude of life. It's a principle for every Christian living the kingdom of heaven here on earth. Lay hold on eternal life. And ask God and tell Him, God, show me how few are my days. Please pray this prayer. Because unless God convicts you in your heart and shows you that, then it's going to be nothing. We're going to finish liturgy here and go indulge in the world with all its cares and all its pleasures. I really pray that this Lent will be a different one. Will be a great one for every and each one of you. That it's a Lent spent for the kingdom of heaven, for God's glory, for people who are looking for the kingdom of heaven, not looking on earth. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.